Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, where summer has made an early and very dramatic appearance, and I'm glad to be indoors where it's a bit cooler. So thank you for joining us. So each week on my show and in my practice as an intuitive and spiritual consultant and past life regression specialist, my work is to convince you that we are all healers, we are all intuitives, and we just need to learn to tap those abilities. To give you the spark to get you in there and working at it and making these skill sets part of your daily life, because I promise you it makes a huge difference. It's made a huge difference in my lives and the lives of my friends and clients who have trusted their natural abilities and work to develop them. So as usual, today we're going to start with a quick meditation with the Crystal Fallon, but I also want you to know you're welcome to call in, to ask questions, to share your thoughts, to get a quick reading, and that is 202-570-7057. And if you're shy, you're more than welcome to email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobinFritz.com. Or connect with me at the Practical Intuitive Robin M. Fritz on Facebook. So today is a day I look forward to every month when our radio sponsor, Kimball Lines from Earthlight Rocks and Gems, joins us. And she's going to be talking about some special crystals today. But as we get started, I want to once again help you connect more deeply to your mind, body, and spirit, to your intuitive and healing abilities by having you tap into Crystal Fallon. That's his name, not the type of crystal he is. He is a citrine Lemurian quartz, which is itself a rare form of rare crystal. And so as we just run through your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and back up again, just allow yourself to let those blocks that are there clear out, all of the cares of the day wash away, so that this is an hour that you can give to yourself and share with everyone in this great community that Om Times has created for us. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, breathe down your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you do, imagine an energy line running down from the top of your head down the back of your spine and down to your feet, down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you take a deep breath, just notice that, you know, you're getting more grounded and balanced, and you're getting more settled in your chair to join in this hour with us. And now as you breathe up from the bottom of your feet, imagine that energy line reversing and running up the front of your body, running up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. Grounded and balanced and cleared out so that you can share in this hour with us. And again, I want to let you know that if you're suddenly feeling lightheaded and dizzy, that's your crown chakra wide open. We'll close it down at the end of the hour, so just enjoy that additional boost you get to tap your intuitive and healing abilities. So today I am thrilled More than thrilled. Kim Vilines and Todd Vilines own Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. You can find their website at earthlightgems.com, where they also have an Etsy site, and you can buy just amazing crystals from them. Plus, you can always call Kim when she's at the store to help her walk through this, have her walk through the store and pick crystals for you that could work with you. And as we know, there's all manners of crystals out there. A lot of them do similar things, so you may be drawn to one and not another. For example, I'm not really drawn to like black tourmaline, which a lot of people use for grounding. I prefer, of course, Fallon, who does everything in the house, but columbite would be my preferred choice of grounding and balancing crystal. But that's why there's so many different crystals out there, or at least that's why I think there are. And today Kim is going to join us with some crystals that she wants to share with us today. So Kim, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, Robin. It's wonderful to be here.
It is
We've
an
got some
inside
fun
and out
stuff
of
to
that.
talk
So,
about.
well, yes, you do. So what are you going to talk to us about today?
So yes, it is. I was going to say yes. You're right. It has been sunny. It's gorgeous outside, but it is warm. So we're not used
Yeah,
to that around here.
I'm not a fan of heat.
Yeah, it's nice to see the blue sky though.
It is.
So we're going to talk about something blue to start with is the blue lace agate.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this is good for calming nerves. It's good for tension headaches. Not headaches, headaches for allergies, but headaches for stress, anxiety. You got a lot of tension going on. This is something that's going to calm the nerves, calm your headache. It also aids to flow, your expressions, linking ideas to your throat and third eye. So if you're having
Awesome.
trouble connecting thoughts to expressing them, or using your intuition to think about them, that is going to be helping connect that third eye to the throat, so the whole upper portion of your chakras there.
So, let me
Wonderful.
ask a question, a
Yeah.
couple questions here.
Yes.
One is that flow of expression then would also be good for people doing what I want them to do, which is tapping into their natural, intuitive, and healing abilities as well.
Yeah, so it's mainly good for communication because it is that light blue. But since it has the
Right.
white lacy lines running through it, you have that crown. So it's kind of
Right.
tapping into all of that from crown all the way out the throat.
And boy,
It
let's
also
spread some of this
linking.
throughout Congress, right? For better
Oh,
communication.
gosh. Yes, definitely linking actual thoughtful thoughts. Yes, ideas through the third eye. So you're thinking about what you're saying. And you're expressing it correctly.
Oh my
It's also good for
gosh, yeah.
meditation,
Okay.
calming, and it helps. It's helped by resonating with your spirit guides and your angelic connections, so that it's
Wow.
just got that whole upper connection for you as you need it
So,
through your day.
one more question on that. You started out by saying it was useful for people with tension headaches and then mentioned allergies. A number of people have commented to me lately on how bad their allergies got all of a sudden. So, would this be good for congestion as well as headaches?
It's not for those type of headaches. So that's why I was just
Okay.
specifying. It's more for tension headaches, not
Okay,
headaches due to
tension headaches, not
allergies.
allergies. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are other stones that are good for more allergies and stuff like that. But this one particularly is more for tension headaches, not for allergies.
Yeah, tension
There
headaches
are
cause like
stones.
sore necks and things like that too.
Yeah, I mean, there are stones that are good for allergies, like Ellen's Root Blue Agate or Libyan Blue Agate, also Blue Smithsonite. Those are good for, allergies, sufferers, and stuff
Okay.
like that, and headaches that are going to be related to that. But this type of
Awesome.
blue agate is more for the tension headaches. So,
Okay. Well, there's a lot of that going
yeah.
around for sure. So that sounds like a good one to
Oh,
have
yeah.
around. So how do you carry it
Definitely.
in the store?
So we have it pretty much in every form, from tumble to jewelry. That's kind of the main. We have some raw pieces, You know, if you wanted it for display, because it is a beautiful blue color, and sometimes it'll have a layer of quartz on it. It's from South Africa, but the when it's polished, you really can see that beautiful lacy lines of the white running through the agate.
Oh, yeah, that'd be beautiful.
Which is what, yeah, it's what people are mostly attracted to when you're physically looking at it. So it does look beautiful in jewelry, and so we definitely have that in sometimes in earrings, but we have a lot of pendants from that too. It's always
cool.
A nice color.
Okay.
The light blue. Yeah.
So do you sell a lot of blue lace?
Commonly heard of.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we do sell a lot of blue lace. It's a more common stone, even though it's going to be coming more uncommon because they just closed the main mine in South Africa this year. So
okay.
The price will be starting to go up in the next, I've seen it the last couple of years. And I'm sure probably the reason they closed it is it was becoming harder to get nice, larger pieces that kind of have flooded the market for a while. And then now they've closed the mine. So, whether they'll reopen it or not.
So cost
yeah,
of
the
mining
cost of mining
too,
versus,
too great for what they were finding.
Yeah. Versus availability, or maybe they just was harder to get to. Yeah, it's hard to know. Or as residential neighborhoods, you know, get bought up and land gets shorter, sometimes that happens too. So I don't know the reasons they closed that particular mine, but it did just happen this year. So that is one of my favorite stones. Luckily, we did get a bunch of it in the rough, so we'll be polishing more. We should have it for a number of years to come. So
cool.
There's enough on the market and we have enough saved aside, but it is something that is, you want to definitely have a piece in your collection. If not for all of the property wise and the beautifulness of it, but also something that's going to go up in value, you know, if you're looking for something that, you know,
so
that
going up in value, would that be any form that it's in, or in like a polished or piece of jewelry?
Any form. Yep, any form. Of course, yeah, any form. Because when a stone gets more scarce and as mines close, the value is always going to increase. When it's down just one part in the world, the value is always going to increase, whether the mines open or close on that too. So that kind of has, and of course, blues are always very sought after. So it's kind of something though, even though we're not thinking of stones as investment pieces, and this is a pretty inexpensive stone, and you know, it's not like Alexandrite or something. It's a you know,
but
more common type of an agate.
The longer you wait, the more the price is going to go. Yeah.
The higher the price will go. But if you want to have something nice in your family to pass down to your children, this is something that will become more valuable as the years go by. So just something to think about.
So that's a good thing for people to note. So,
yeah,
Kim,
definitely.
That raises a question. This is kind of on that topic of the mines. I was flipping channels the other day, and I guess I came across a channel where they sell a lot of stones as jewelry. And they were mentioning that they were selling blue sapphire. And I think they said that, and again, I'm talking off the top of my head, but it rang as in my head as a question to ask you. The blue sapphire from a mine in Madagascar, and the mine is closed, so there isn't any more blue sapphire, or just isn't any more from that mine. Do you know that?
That'd be from that locality. And the thing is, a lot of people will look for certain types of minerals, so sapphires or different stones.
Right.
From certain localities, they're known for their color or their clarity or their structure, whatever that they're known for. And when that mine is closed, it's always really sought after, and it also drives up the value.
Right.
So even if sapphires are found in other mines, which they are to this date, there's still certain mines that are sought after, like because
right.
of how beautiful they are, how clear they are, the uniqueness of that particular, from that particular mine. We just got an Umba blue color changing sapphire from the Umba mine, and we just had our actually my husband's teacher that's teaching him how to bath it. The rough was like $3,200. It was super expensive for this basic grade. It's color change, and he was too afraid to cut such an expensive rough piece because he's still learning, even though he's doing really good. So he had to pay his teacher to cut it.
How
and then we
so
just
cute.
Had a custom. Well, I mean, $3,200, you make a mess on
he
that.
He wants to
You're
be
like,
careful, right? Oh, awesome. Thank goodness for him.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by color changing?
So it goes from like almost like a tanzanite color, so like that purpley indigo color. So it's like purple inside, and then you walk outside and it's blue.
Ooh.
So sapphire typically is not a color change stone, so that's really rare. And this locality of sapphire is also really rare, so the two together. And it was custom cut by, you know, Grandmaster Faceter, which was the teacher.
Right.
And then we had our jeweler custom do the setting in white gold, and it's a ring. We just did a ring. So we just got that in the shop a couple of weeks ago, and it is, gorgeous, let's just say.
So there's just the one piece? There aren't little pieces, Robin?
It's only
Bummer.
One piece as of right now. We have two other rough pieces that are small. We'll see what we end up doing with that, but for now we just have the one.
Well, you should take pictures and put it on your website and Facebook so people
can see. We actually have it on our Facebook.
I haven't been there.
And it's on our Facebook. Yeah,
oh, good. I'm
going to
go there and
page.
Check it out. That is awesome.
Yeah, check. It is. It's a gorgeous piece, but yeah, it changes from purple to blue, and the cut is unique, and the setting is all unique. So, yep.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
And hang on, we're going to be back after the commercial break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington. And our guest today is our sponsor, radio show sponsor, Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. So, Kim, I sidetracked you from your conversation about black or blue lace. Sorry, blue lace agate. That's like me. I'm really with it today. So did we finish up what you wanted to say? Because I know you have other crystals that you want to talk about
today. We did. We totally finished. We're going to move on to brookite.
Okay. That's one I haven't heard of before, so I'm curious.
I figured I'd throw in one that most people have probably never heard of. It's a more rare mineral nowadays. The brookites that I've ever seen have all been from Arkansas. And they're just little small crystals, kind of a dark black or similar, you know, dark kind of color. So they're not aesthetically something that you would be drawn to by visual looking at it. But the mineral is unusual to see, and it is actually a good mineral to use to bring closure to a gathering or a project. So let's say you've had a big project at work, you get to the end, and you're just trying to, you're trying to finish it up and close, you know, and have that closure, that feeling of closure with a group, with a project, and this stone can help you get there. It's also good to be used at the end of a relationship, but with caution, because if you, you know, use this stone, let's say you meditate with the stone at the end, you're at the end of a relationship and you're trying to find that closure, it cuts it off pretty finality. It shows you where it is, where you're at,
okay,
and that
right.
It, you're at the end. So it can be a little abrupt if you're not quite ready.
Right.
But if you want to be ready, this can help you be ready to close that chapter in your life and move on to something else. It enhances awareness of time and helps you meet a deadline, but also helps you feel just complete at the end of an event or an event in your life. So,
wow, you know, that sounds like something everybody should have at work.
Yeah, it's something that, especially if you have a job that you're having to constantly meet different deadlines, or, you know, you get something done and you're moving on to the next, but you never have that
right.
really feeling of closure. This definitely is a little helper for that. So, and we do have some pieces in the shop. As I say, they're typically, and we have some on our Etsy shop online too. They're typically pretty small, like the size of a dime or less, or like a pea. But they're just little brookites. You could have it in your desk. Nobody would even know, or have it in your pouch if you were like a little medicine pouch.
Right.
But yeah, that is something that works for me.
And one thing I encourage people to do, and I know you have to be careful because salt can damage certain kinds of crystals, but a nice little bowl on your desk, you could, if the crystals worked okay, they didn't get damaged by the salt, some Himalayan sea salt and then different crystals, it makes a very decorative picture even without the salt if you wanted to be extra cautious. But you know, it looks like you've got art on your desk, and people don't realize that it's really helping you, supporting you at work and supporting you at home.
Yeah, and if you're concerned about the salt, because you're right, not all crystals are going to be
right
wanting the harshness of salt, you could have even a little bowl of sand and
right.
have them in the sand too. So I've seen people even do rice and other things. Yeah, so lots of options.
Fallon first came home to live with us in 2009. He came with a bunch of dirt from Brazil. So
nice.
For a long time, he sat in a pile of dirt, and that was until the cat used it for a litter box.
Oh, you got to get rid of that. Yeah.
I did. Yes, I did. All
Yeah.
right, enough of Robin's weirdness. What
Oh,
else?
you're fine. So let's go on to Chrysocolla. And this is one that we may or may not have talked about before, but I think it's a good thing to revisit if we haven't discussed it.
I love Chrysocolla.
You can see I've got a trend on some of these. I've got a lot of blues going on a couple of these here. It's a good stress relief stone. It helps connect your abilities from your brain and your heart together so you can learn and understand what's going on. So if you're having a hard time connecting your brain to your heart so that you can learn from the two together, it will help relieve stress, stimulates the feeling of safety and trust. You've got that connection to understanding. It also helps enlarge your ability to change one's thought process because it's helping you change it with positive energy. Yeah.
That's
so
great.
So my daughter, actually, when she was kindergarten and first grade, she was having trouble. She was being bullied at school, people taking her, this one particular person taking her lunch and all kinds of things like that. And she was having a hard time being in her own self, like being able to stand up and say no and being confident to, you know, you have that stress, that ability to connect the heart to the brain and just feel confident that you're safe and trust and not give in to this other person's energy. And so she carried Chrysocolla with her and got to the point where she could feel safe in her own self. Her own stress that she was feeling this other person was giving her.
Wow.
And was able to stand up for herself. And so now, of course, she's 17 and a second degree black belt, so she doesn't need Chrysocolla now. But it did help her move on to that next stage so that she wasn't, feeling so insecure.
Well, you know, and that's wonderful. I'm glad you shared that story because it's really interesting to me. You know, my daily work, people come to me for intuitive insight, personal or business, or soul clearing, past life regression. And I'll mention a crystal to them and they're like, no, don't talk to me about crystals. And it's weird because, hello, you're coming to me because you're ready to expand your life. What is it about crystals that makes you want to turn and run away? It's like they're really weird. And they're not, you know, I know from talking with Fallon after he came home in 2009, and I know you know that Fallon and I have had many previous lifetimes together, but two of the things we talked about were that very few things survived the great cataclysm that took down our ancient civilizations, and two of the things that did were our abilities to work with crystals and herbs in our daily lives. And somehow people are just turning their back on the practical uses of crystals. There are a lot of metaphysical uses, but daily life stuff they're really great for. And that's why it's so valuable to have someone like you who knows crystals, who likes them as crystals as rocks, but also to be able to talk to them about, you know, in your daily life, this one will help you with this kind of thing. And that's really valuable.
Well, and it is something that I think that more people are becoming aware of. I think we're having to relearn everything we learned in the past.
Exactly.
You know, we got technologically advanced in one way and everything else atrophied. And we lost our
right.
connection to Mother Earth and plants and nature and stones. And so we're having to relearn all of that over again. So even though that there's still some people that shut that part off of themselves and don't want to expand their knowledge, that's their own journey.
That's
if
right.
they don't want to, you know, be in touch with the planet and, you know, Mother Nature, and maybe eventually they'll be ready. But
yeah, and
I think
it's one step they don't feel comfortable taking, like it's like they think of crystals as some weird woo-woo-y thing, and they're not. They're here to be partners with us and you know, to support us, just like we're supporting them and getting out in the world. So I go, and right. then too, Kim, when I do space clearings at people's houses and they open the drawers and they've got their crystals tucked away in drawers or under the bed, and I'm like, bring them out. They like to be out with you, you know, they're on the table or wherever so that they get the light of day and get to be with us. So it's, I don't know. That's true. I do think,
so I think two things. I think we can't push our level of learning onto somebody else.
Right.
You know, they have to be ready when they're ready. So that's their journey, not our journey.
That's right.
In addition to that, though, I do think more people are becoming more aware. So it is more acceptable than it used to be. So even though there's still some people not there. Yeah.
They just didn't think about putting them out, you know, and I'll ask them, oh, yeah. why do you keep it in the drawer? And I'll just go, oh, I never thought of just putting them out. And if you're at my house exactly. and you're a certain size of crystal, my cat will take you and knock you around the room. So there is that.
You know? But, people, you have to get a whole separate little section for your cat's crystals. So I have people that'll have a little section of rose quartz or different things for their cats to play with, and so that they have their own little parts
they have their own little
of
toys,
they
right?
can, yeah, their own stones to play with, so they leave the others alone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So that's interesting. I love Chrysocolla.
Yeah. So the only other thing I was going to mention on Chrysocolla is it also is excellent to help prepare yourself for healing work. So if you're getting ready to do healing work on yourself or somebody else.
Okay.
That stone can help you prepare yourself to be ready, to be confident in yourself and to have your mind and your heart connected so that your abilities will flow properly.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. It's like, so we have people figure all these things out. I know, but how do people
meditation
figure these things
guides,
out?
Guides, working with the stones.
Oh
trial
God.
And error.
I know, but you see these books and they're just packed full of all the different crystals and their different uses and it makes my head swim.
Oh, my man. Well, and you also think about it this way. You have the elements, the ingredients that make up each rock, right? So it's those minerals, those elements that have, each of them have its own properties. And so it's the ingredients of those elements together that make the properties of the stone. So if it has a similar element that in another stone, it's going to have some of that similar ability.
Right.
So let's say it's a mineral that has boron. Boron is a shamanic mineral, and it's in danbrite and various other stones. So if it's a mineral that has boron in it, that stone is going to have shamanic tendencies because of the boron in that stone. So same with a mineral that has lithium in it, or a stone that has lithium in it, because that mineral has its own properties. So it's really, it's like ingredients to a recipe, right?
Right.
So if you're
right.
making soup and you take a pinch of this and a pinch of that, it's that combination that makes the stone. And so if you want, you can make up your own recipes by having, let's have a piece of rose quartz with a piece of clear quartz, emphasize that love and protection for your heart, emotional healing, or add some black tourmaline with that and ground yourself and protect your love. Or, you know, so you can make your own kind of concoction by putting different stones together. Because that's what Mother Nature does when it makes up the stones to begin with.
Exactly.
You have the minerals that are comprised together to make up that stone.
And I think that's really an important thing to say, because you're the expert. You know about different crystals. But for someone even just starting out, or even someone like me who has a lot of crystals and can't stop buying them and wants more, still, you know, you experiment with them and work with them and you find out how that combination works for you. It's like I was talking about at the beginning of the show. I bought a few pieces of black tourmaline, but it you know, it's not my crystal, but columbite and obsidian and jet and some of those others, I gravitate more towards. So that's part of the fun of getting to know them and getting to know how you are, you know, interacting with different crystals.
Well, exactly, because it's your energy with the stone's energy. So there's not a right or a wrong way. You have to you have to tap in to yourself, see what you're attracted to, and see what you're drawn to, because what's right for one person may not be the one that's called to you.
Exactly.
And then that can change in your life, in your time, with what you have going on. If you're going through a lot of things at different times in your life, what you are drawn to will also change. It can change daily.
Exactly. I know I've had people tell me, I had this crystal and it worked for me for a while and it doesn't work anymore. And that could be one thing, that your energy has changed and so you're not as compatible anymore with that. And so it's time to look at another crystal. But the other thing could be, too, that how your intuition works is different, because a lot of people are feeling the energy of that crystal. And I said, try to look at it from another perspective. Maybe your intuition and your abilities are changing slightly, so you're not relating to it in the same way, so you're not feeling its energy, but you may be seeing things or knowing things or hearing things, and so that could be different too. So there's a lot of things like that.
I see that happen a lot in the shop. Somebody will come in, they used a stone for a while, and now that one's just, they're not feeling that one particular one. And what I typically, how I kind of take on that is, they've worked through that stone, has helped them work through what it was meant to help them with.
Right.
And now they're on it. They're beyond that. It's done its use, right?
It's different. Yeah.
So, you know, you're moving on to something else in your life that you're working with. You don't need that stone anymore, or put it away. Maybe you'll need it at another time.
Right.
So, you know, you'll go back to it when you have something else you need to work through.
Right. Oh, we're at a break. Hang on. We'll be right back after the break with more from Kimball Lines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 13.
We took a left on
Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're joined today by our radio sponsor, Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems here in Kirkland, Washington. And, you know, Kim, we were just talking about crystals that work for us at different times. Just recently, I moved crystals around in the house because I keep them in my office, in my bedroom, and in our main living area. And, of course, Fallon's in the main living area. But we had a conversation way back in the beginning of your sponsorship about celestite and how celestite helps you sleep better, which made me move my big chunk of celestite to the bedroom. It was like, oh, man, I'm sleeping better now. And some of my friends bought some from you for that purpose. But here's a really cool thing is the chunk that's sitting next to my desk right now is a big chunk of apophyllite that someone gave to me a year or so ago from the collection of their in-laws that were big rock hounds. And this is a big, huge chunk of apophyllite. And I know I had a small piece of apophyllite, you know, which you can tell people what it is, it's like a quartz, kind of quartz, kind of clear, but they're all like little pointed, like little triangular shapes naturally. And the reason I bought it is that it's good for your eyes. And I just had eye surgery last week and another one coming up next week. And this big chunk of apophyllite has been on my desk for the last month or so. And it didn't occur to me until just now that we were talking that I spend most of my days here in my office, and here this chunk of apophyllite is supporting me in my healing. So it's pretty awesome when we just realize what nature out there is willing and able to do with us.
It is true. So I will correct you, though. It's not a type of quartz, but it does typically have clear crystals. But it can also have green crystals. Yeah. It's associated a lot of times with zeolite, different zeolites like stilbite from India. But, yeah, it has sometimes square crystals or styrated crystals that can be single-pointed or double-pointed or even truncated crystals. So there's a lot of different looks of the crystal formation. But it's wonderful stone. Yeah.
Well, I was describing it as clear like quartz. I'm not actually sure what it is in that sense. But this big chunk has all these like triangular points to it.
And
to see that in nature, you know, very precise nature, is awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful stone and good for lots of different things. So that is one to have good at your desk. Good, actually, you can have that in just about any room. So, yeah, that is a wonderful one to have there.
Yeah,
to help
I like
you out
it
in your healing time.
Yes, in my healing. So what else? Phenacite? Did we talk about that?
We're going to go and talk about phenacite and lithium included quartz.
Okay, go for it.
So the phenacite, here we can go on the phenacite. So phenacite is pronounced either phenacite or phenakite. Either way is correct. I've seen it spelled with a C or with a K. It kind of just depends on different parts of the country will pronounce it and even spell it differently. So they're both
Never even seen it before, so I didn't know what that was. So
it's a really high energy stone. So just like moldavites are really high type of tektite. I even have some jewelry pieces with phenacite with a moldavite. You're talking out of body work. Yeah, it's like crazy high energy. So the phenacite activates your crown chakra to help receive, and then it helps move things out your base chakra. So if you want a lot of things going on, like really some good movement, so if you're doing like out of body work or long distance healing or different things that you need a lot of movement from high crown all the way to the base, this is one that you'd want to work with. But there is a cautionary, just because the energy is so high, it's very stimulating. So you probably won't want to work with it for long periods of time because it's just such a high frequency.
And is it a blue stone? Did we talk about the color?
It's typically clear or cloudy. I've seen some that have some kind of grays. If it's got inclusions, it's normally not a blue. Yeah, I know I did a couple other blue colors today. But it also is good for people that choreograph dances or dancers themselves or coaches or athletes. Because you have that really high activity up in the crown chakra and you have a lot of movement in your base chakra. So it's got that really great connection. It helps move potential raw energy and translate it to kinetic energy for physical agility and creativity. A lot of high mental work. Yeah, very high energy. It'll help stimulate your ability to accept spontaneity and to help people that maybe have things repressed and they're not really opening up that crown chakra, you know, to let out those feelings and things that you've repressed over time. So
it sounds very active, so not something you'd want to put by your bed at night.
No, not a bedroom one. That would be crazy. I don't
and
even
not
know
get any sleep all night.
Yeah, no. This
so
is
how do you carry
worker.
It? Yeah, how do you
so
carry
you
it to the store?
So we have some pieces in jewelry. And as I said, it wouldn't be a piece you'd wear every day for sure.
Right.
We have it. And we have also small crystals of them. So if somebody's going to have this, they'd probably carry it in a pouch. Or have it in a pouch. It's going to be a working pouch. So you're going to use it for if you're doing a lot of work on yourself, or you're going into a meditation. You want to do a lot of high energy work, a lot of really mental work. But just be prepared. It's going to do. It's going to stimulate a lot of things. So that was my only cautionary tale. I had a gal. A couple of years back was wanted to buy a piece of moldavite with the phenacite in jewelry. And she was like, oh, my gosh, those are two such high-energy stones. It's going to be amazing. And she wanted a piece for herself, and she was going to buy Christmas gifts for all of, like, the women in her family. And she goes, well, I'll buy mine first, and then I'll come back next week. She was going to come back and get the other one. She came back the following week, and she said, okay, this is perfect for me. This is really high energy, though. And I don't think my family is ready for both of those two stones combined.
Oh, yeah.
So
smart, though. She knows her
other.
Family.
Yeah, she was going to work them up to it. So it's not for a newbie, I guess I would say. This is not like your starter stone. But if you have been working with stones for a while and you've never worked with phenacite or you've never heard of it or never held it, and you have a lot of things that you want to work on with yourself, and activate that crown chakra and really get some movement happening, this is one that is going to do it for you.
Awesome. So, I'm glad to hear about that. I've never even seen it in a book, so I will have to check that out.
It's definitely more rare, and it's in my dad's book, Crystal and Communion. I think it's also in the Book of Stones, and I'm sure it's in some other ones too.
I'll have to look it up.
Something that's more rare to find. I've got some pieces from Myanmar. I've got some Russian.
But it's all in jewelry?
No, I've got raw little crystals. I have small crystals and different specimens in different sizes. So, But yeah, no, I have more pieces in raw than I do in jewelry, but I do have some in jewelry, which is rare to see, which is why I mentioned it. So, you don't always have it in jewelry. Most people have either never heard of it or can't even get it. But, of course, you know, Earthlight, we've been around for 30 years, so we have connections all over the world. So if any time ever any of my miners has any pieces, if they have good energy and I like them, I pretty much buy all of them because it could be years before I see more. So
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's not something that you see
every
day.
Next time I'm in the shop. All right, we're running out of time as usual because you always have so much to tell us about. But you had one other crystal.
We'll touch on the lithium.
Tell us about that quickly.
Super fast. Lithium in quartz is great for meditation, helping balance your emotions. It's good to help for change and transformation inside yourself because it's helped you shed the baggage and the things that you don't need in life, and to help you discern what those things are, and then balance your emotions. So a lot of lithium is used for people with bipolar and different nerve, you know, problems or conditions. And this stone can actually help you with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So very, nice, very active and supportive crystal. Awesome.
But calming, in a loving, calming way. So this mm-hmm. is one I have in crystal form. I have it in jewelry. I have clusters and tumbled. And I even have some new clusters of this I brought in. Normally you just see single points, which I also have. But this is something I just brought a whole bunch of in the shop. And you don't have to be bipolar to appreciate it, but anybody that is or has any problems with their nerves or anxiety getting to them, this is one that's calming because of the lithium in the quartz.
So I'm a little confused. Lithium is a drug that people can take, but it's also included in the in a piece of quartz, naturally
occurring.
Yeah,
lithium is naturally lithium, which is what they use for medication
to make the drug. Okay.
Right, but it also, so you can find it in nature, which is how they find it in nature.
Right.
You can mine it and use it in the medicinal purposes. Not that you would suck on your quartz that way. Obviously, they have, you know, your medical professionals to monitor your levels and check all that. But you
sure.
can use it by meditating and holding it, and it actually mm-hmm. will help you without having to take as much medication.
Well,
so
that could be
I've had people. I've had
awesome.
People that take lithium take lithium with their doctors, and then when they work with the stone, they can lower their doses because the stone is helping them so much.
Yeah, something for people
nice.
To think about, right?
Exactly.
Cool. Well, Kim, I want to thank you so much for being a sponsor of our show, and I know you're going to be busy this summer doing other things. But I know I get emails from people all the time telling me how much they enjoy your discussions of crystals, and I have totally loved your sharing with crystals. And so please tell everybody how they can find you and how you can work with them.
Yeah, so you can go down and see us if you're in the Washington area. We're in Kirkland at 46 Lakeshore Plaza down by the Marina Park. We're open every single day. It has our hours on our website, which is earthlightgems.com. You could also email me at earthlightgems@aim.com, which there's a link on our main website. There's also a link to our Facebook site and our Etsy site, which is earthlightgems.etsy.com. So you can call me, 425-828-3872, or you can email me, which goes to my phone. So any way you want to contact me, I can help you find something. If you're looking for something for yourself or someone else, we ship all over the world, so that's not an issue. Anything you want?
Right. And I want to remind people that Kim is literally the most knowledgeable person about crystals that I've ever met. And I've been buying crystals from you for some years, and I know you're holding at least one piece for me till I can get
I am
over there, so I'm looking forward to meeting that crystal. But again, as usual, you've given me some new ones that I want to think about here. But Kim is really knowledgeable, and she has a really great ability when you're chatting with her or even corresponding by email to tap into a crystal that works for you. So I know that I sent a number of clients to you that after a session, I felt they needed a crystal of one kind or another, and I sent them to you, and they've always gotten back to me and said how pleased they are with their purchases. So I want everyone listening to know this is the place you go for your crystals, because her crystals are – she's also – Kim knows about crystals that can help you. But here's the other thing. Her crystals are healthy. And that's the big thing. If you're going to buy a crystal to work with and it's not a healthy crystal, you're going to be wasting your time and money because you might not be able to get them healthy again, just in the journeys that they've taken. So Kim and Todd Valines together work really hard to make sure their crystals are healthy in their store. And that is important. So, Kim,
yeah,
thank you for joining
it's
us.
True.
It
thank
is
you so
true.
Much, and I hope you have a wonderful summer. We're going to be out rock hounding and also hand selecting pieces for the Christmas season and for the more parts of the year.
Oh my God! So she's got stuff happening.
It's going to be so much fun. Lots happening this summer, which is why we're taking a little break. So.
Right.
Well, not because we're taking a break from working, but because we're working extra hard.
Because you're too busy working other places. So thank you. We'll be in touch again. And everyone, it's Kim Vlines and Todd Vlines, Earthlight Rocks and Gems, Kirkland, Washington, earthlightgems.com. And at that website, you can find the phone number, their Etsy, and everything else. Kim, thank you for joining us. Take care.
Thank you so much, Robin. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And so very briefly, I want to let you know that next week we will be back talking about the afterlife. And we're going to be talking about animals and the process of what I call a happiness talk, helping you and your animals make some conclusions about their end of life, what it looks like. The process of euthanasia, the process of dying, why you would choose one form as opposed to another. It's not a veterinary conversation. It's a conversation of what I know from my own animal families and from my work of helping other people with their animal families as we end up having to say goodbye. So I know it will be an emotional time for me, but an important subject for us to continue. And as we move forward in future shows, we will also be talking about all kinds of subjects related to the afterlife. So today, let's close down for the day. Get your crown chakra closed down. Cross your hands over your heart. Breathe into the palms of your hand, those healing energies. Feel that energy going into your palms. Breathe into your palms. Feel that breath of your breath on your palms. Imagine it as healthy energy. And then cross your palms back on your heart, getting you regrounded and rebalanced. It is my honor and pleasure to be here with you each week. Thank you for joining me, and I will look forward to joining you again next week at this time. Take care and goodbye.